I'm joined now by RNZ business reporter Anan Zaki. Tēnā koe, Anan. The economy is taking a toll for some businesses.
Kia ora, Charlotte. Yes, a growing list of companies are disclosing significant hits to their earnings and profits from the slowing economy. Just this week, Spark and Tourism Holdings cut their earnings guidance, with both companies citing softening demand. But in recent weeks, Air New Zealand has lowered its guidance because of a softening domestic market. PGG Wrightson has cut its expectations because of tougher times on the farm. There have also been downgrades from Too Cheap Cars and Metro Glass, all of which points to a weaker full-year reporting season. Fisher Funds portfolio manager Matt Peak says the weak domestic economy is starting to bite companies hard.
If I think back to February reporting season, I guess what we saw there was, the outlook for companies' profitability falling, and that was driven both on the cost and on the revenue side. So if I think to what I've seen recently, there have been multiple business surveys which are now suggesting that as well as the cost inflation type pressures that we've had in the last year or so, lack of demand's an increasing problem and is now the number one problem for businesses. So consumers in the corporate sector are sort of still clearly in this belt tightening mode that we've been in for a little while now.
Matt Peak says tourism initially appeared to be amongst a few bright spots in the economy, but it hasn't been immune either.
Tourism was expected to hold up a bit better, but I guess it's still a relatively chunky item for people. So I guess when we see Air New Zealand calling out domestic tourism, causing a sort of 40 to 50 million profit downgrade, and tourism holdings seeing softness there, we should sort of prick up our ears and take notice.
That's Fisher Funds portfolio manager Matt Peak. A vocal critic of the Australian dominance of the local banking sector says the latest round of profit reports further confirms New Zealand consumers are being taken for a ride. Three of the big four, ANZ, BNZ and Westpac, have reported half-year earnings in the past week and showed they've been holding their own in the face of a weaker economy. But Sam Stubbs, the head of KiwiSaver provider Simplicity, says the margins being earned in New Zealand far outstrip those of the bank's Australian parents. He says that strengthens his view that local consumers are being ripped off.
All of the Australian banks are making more out of New Zealand than they are in Australia. And if you look at that combined, that means that New Zealand bank profits are about 2.5% of our GDP. That's almost double what they are in Australia. And why that's so bad for everybody is it's effectively a massive drag on the economy because it's like taking 1.2% of everything we earn every year and shipping it across the Tasman. And look, these sort of margins, which are totally world-class margins, they are extremely high. They would be okay, I guess, if a lot of their lending was focused on areas like business lending, agricultural lending. But the banks here have a very, very low-risk business because they continue to focus most of their lending on house lending, mortgage lending.
Sam Stubbs' solution is to beef up KiwiBank through a partial share float and bring in open banking as soon as possible. ANZ's local head Antonia Watson said yesterday that the level of profits in the main five retail banks in New Zealand were similar when compared with similar-sized banks in other countries, a view that Sam Stubbs calls snake oil. The rapid inflow of migrants has not translated into growth in consumption, and a key reason may be new arrivals sending money back to their countries of origin. With net migration surging over the past year and a half, their arrival filled labour shortages and have eased pressure on wages. For the time being, the surge of migrants has given neither a market boost to consumption, and apart from pressuring rents, do not seem to have added markedly to inflation. KiwiBank says that could be due to the record level of remittances sent by migrants, exceeding $1 billion for the first time in 2023. Chief Economist Jared Kerr says where the migrants have been coming from has driven the rise in remittances.
We've seen a big shift in where migrants are coming from over the last 15, 20 years. We used to see a lot of migrants coming down from Europe, obviously, and then it broadened into Asia. And now we're seeing most of our migrants coming from India, China, Philippines, and other parts of Asia. And yes, they have ties back to their families, and quite a few come here to work and work hard, but then support their families back home. I lived in Singapore for a number of years, and you know, it was a big thing. You would have a lot of Indian and Filipino workers there, and they were sending, you know, most of what they earned back home.
That's KiwiBank Chief Economist Jared Kerr. India and the Philippines are currently the top two sources of migrant arrivals. All right, let's check in on the financial markets now, and we are joined by Dave Le Breton of Forsyth Barr. Good afternoon, Dave.
Oh, good day, Anand.
It's been a bit of a difficult week for the local share market so far. How are we looking out there today?
Well, it's pretty flat today after sort of not much direction coming out of the US. So at the moment, the NZ 50 is down 0.1% to 11,786. So if we look at some of the stocks on the market today, Auckland Airport down 3 cents to $7.78, but A2 Milk up 6 cents to $6.76. Fletcher Building down 6 cents the other way, so $3.57. In the spotlight, Investor Property up 2.75%, so $1.12 there. And Ryman Healthcare down 4 cents to $3.86. A couple of those stocks reporting weaker outlooks yesterday. Spark down another 3 cents to $4.38, and Tourism Holdings trying to claw back up 1 cent to $1.96.
All right, how's it looking over in Australia?
Australia's sort of fairly flat too, up 0.26% to 7,813. And I see ANZ there up 36 cents to $29.14, so up 1%.
Okay, let's take us through to the New Zealand dollar.
So the New Zealand dollar is currently buying 91.98 cents in Australia, 59 or call it 60 cents US. Japanese yen, it's at 92.86. And against the pound, we're 0.4798 and buying 55.8 euro cents.
And finally, interest rates, oil and gold.
So 90-day bank bills are sitting at 5.67% per annum. The New Zealand 10-year government bond at 4.675. West Texas Intermediate's currently at $79.97 US a barrel. And gold is at US $2,314 an ounce.
Thank you, Dave. That's Dave Le Breton of Forsyth Barr with our market update. And in other business news this lunch hour, ASB Bank has dropped several fixed home loan rates. The 6 month, 1 year and 4 year have been cut by up to 10 basis points, with the 6 month and 4 year term now the most competitive across the major banks. It's also reduced its 6 month term deposit rates by 10 basis points. It says the reduction reflects lower wholesale interest rates. And customer communications company Solution Dynamics has downgraded its full-year earnings guidance for the year ended June. It says it's taking longer than expected to negotiate a contract proposal with its largest customer. Its full-year profit guidance is in the range of $2.5 million to $2.9 million compared to last year's profit of $3.4 million. News and numbers updated for you around 5:30 in Checkpoint, but for now, Charlotte, that's business.